The Colorado Conference and the Boulder Sanitarium. St. Helena, California, August 14, 1907. The Lord has a special work to be carried on in Colorado, and He calls upon the members of all the churches to arouse and act a part. He has need of strong men who have placed their feet upon the solid rock, men who will be as true as steel to principle, to take up His work in Colorado. For there are men of strong character there, who are seeking determinedly to carry out the devisings of their human minds. The Lord is not with them in this work. Light abundant has been given them, but in their determination to carry out their own ideas, they reject the light. The churches in Colorado need at this time men who will not seek to follow their own way, but who will come up to the help of the Lord and stand firmly for the principles of righteousness. The establishment of a second sanitarium at Boulder, Colorado, was an action opposed to the rule of righteousness. The conference workers who encouraged that movement did a work that was contrary to the principles which should govern us as a people. There must now be a work done to set things in order. Righteousness and judgment must be brought in. I have been shown that the churches in Colorado are constantly kept in controversy because of this rival sanitarium in Boulder. Our sanitarium should stand in Colorado as a beacon light for the cause of health reform, and it is not right that it be constantly harassed by an opposing influence. In our sanitarium work, there is a hard battle to be fought against the indulgence of appetite, against the use of flesh meats, and against many habits and practices that are not calculated to prepare a people to stand firmly for the principles of temperance and true godliness. The first established sanitarium stands firmly for this work of reform, but in the rival institution, a counterworking influence is constantly exerted. God is not inspiring the keeping up of this disunion. He is not honored by the working and counterworking that now exists. In Boulder, there are strong elements at work against those who love the truth, and some loyal souls have become weary of the conflict. But the time has come when Colorado must have help. Men who are true and sincere and unselfish, who will work for the glory of God, must be encouraged to come to the aid of those who are struggling with many difficulties. The very best help must now come to the churches in Colorado. And especially in Boulder should men be stationed who will be firm to build up the work of health reform. This is a time for decided action. Those who stand in positions of responsibility must not follow the example of Aaron. When Moses went up to the Mount of God to receive from Jehovah the tables of stone, the children of Israel were for the time left under the leadership of Aaron. But Aaron showed himself to be weak and yielding, when he should have stood firm for the principles of righteousness. Yielding to the request of the people, he made the golden calf they demanded. He placed it in a prominent place, where all Israel could see it, and they bowed down in worship before it, crying, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt." Exodus 32, verse 4. Read carefully the first 9 verses of the 19th chapter of Exodus, where Moses records the promise God made to his people on condition of their obedience to his commandments. And the people responded, "All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. I come to thee in a thick cloud," God declared to Moses, "that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever." Verses 8, 9. Moses was with the Lord in the mount only 40 days, but in that short time of test, the children of Israel failed. "Up, make us gods that shall go before us," they cried to Aaron. "For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him." Exodus 32, verse 1. Study the history of God's people at this time, and the punishment that came to the idolaters. There is a lesson for our people in Colorado to be learned from the experiences of Israel at Sinai. As God dealt with his ancient people, he will deal with those today who have despised the word of the Lord, and who refuse to humble their proud hearts before the wisdom and righteousness of God. The Lord says to his wayward children, "Repent, repent." It is not too late for wrongs to be righted. If men will repent and be converted, God will manifest his power. Brethren, the end of all things is at hand. Let every soul come under discipline to God. If there was ever a time when every believer should stand steadfastly for the principles of righteousness and truth, it is now.